It's, I have a window unit, but you know, this house isn't built for central heating and cooling.
That's, in my opinion, no loss.
Well, it doesn't bother me, but my children, I have a son in El Paso and a daughter in Atlanta, and their houses are air conditioned. And boy, they find it bad when they come here to visit me in the, during the summer months.
Well, the first thing I do in a motel is turn off the air conditioning. I really don't think it's particularly good for you. It's,
well, you know, for the last few days and nights, it's been warmer. And I've let up the windows back here and in my bedroom. And I really believe you sleep better with the fresh air.
I think so. It's I'm staying at that Parkway Inn out of the Trace, mm-hmm. and if you turn the air conditioning off, there's no way to open the windows. That's the difficulty.
That's the only trouble. I have a window unit in there, and it just ruins the looks of my house because it fills the space, and I can't let the window up, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not crazy about air conditioning, but it does come in nicely sometimes.
How long have you lived? Were you born in the county?
Born here. I've lived here all of my life.
I see.
I've lived in this home over 50 years. My son, let's see, Bob is 57, and he was born here.
Oh, I see.
Before we had a hospital.
Mm-hmm. Your family, would you tell me first something about the newspaper, how long you were connected with the paper?
Well, my daddy owned it, of course. I've got a whole history in here, but you should have given me warning and I could have looked up what I have.
Well, I'm not so much interested in dates, because those can be, those are pretty well recorded.
Well, father owned the paper all during his life. And I believe he was called the Dean of Mississippi Newspaper Men. I don't know exactly the title.
I see.
And then after his death, my brother owned the paper, Stokes Sanders. And then it went into, Stokes had a son that we hoped would take over, but he died young. So then a son-in-law took the paper, but that one for him, he didn't like it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's when it went out of the hands.
I see.
It's owned now by Mr. Shoemaker. Have you talked with him?
No, I haven't. I went by. I saw it's a handsome new building that they have there. It's
mm-hmm.
Where did they used to publish it?
Right below, you know where the Strand Theater is?
Yes.
Well, it was right below there, on down further. It's where the old Star Herald building was. And I think the building is still there, but I don't know who's in it.
Mm-hmm. I see. And your grandparents, did they live here, or where did they come from?
Father lived here. He was a native of Talakana. My mother came from Grenada.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. And your grandparents?
They left the coal mines in Birmingham to come to Mississippi to get rich.
I see.
And they just left a fortune. I didn't know any of my grandparents. They died before I could remember. I didn't remember any of them.
Mm-hmm. Did they then come here for land? Is that to get land?
Yes. They've moved. The father's people lived out at Dawsville. That's where his mother lived. And she died pretty soon after father and mother married.